Hi, guys, and welcome back to another episode of Couch Talks on Union Therapy Podcast. My name is Kat, and I'm the host here. If you're new, hello, first of all. I am a therapist who lives in Nashville who has a podcast that is not therapy, but it's called Union Therapy. But the podcast might motivate you to go to therapy. But just at the beginning, we like to remind everybody that though I am a therapist and I answer some questions that you guys ask me on here, this itself is not therapy. Now, Couch Talks is the special bonus episode of Union Therapy that comes out every Wednesday where I answer questions that you guys send in to Catherine@UnionTherapyPodcast.com. If you have questions, send them in there. I love getting those. Also, I just realized as I was saying all this, I just said Union Therapy and therapy so many times. So I hope that wasn't annoying. I wonder how many times that was. It was in under a minute. Anyway, maybe not so important. So on Couch Talks, I usually answer two questions that you guys send in. Last week, I think I did one, and then I talked about something that was on my mind, and this week, we're doing the same thing. So I'm going to answer one question that I got from you guys, and then I also just wanted to stop and chat about kind of Monday's episode, but September is Suicide Awareness and Prevention Month, and Monday, I did a whole episode on suicide with my friend Taylor, who specializes in crisis prevention and intervention. If you have not listened to that episode, please go listen to it because that is an episode that is for everyone. And I wanted to take a moment to talk about this for a second because I had this big fear that no one was going to listen to that episode. And I know that's like so messed up, but I'm a human being and I got caught up in this space of wanting to provide a podcast and wanting to provide content that is both entertaining and informative and helpful. And sometimes I get stuck in my head and I was thinking on Sunday night, like, what should I call it? What do I want to title this episode? And I was like, honestly, earmuffs for anybody who's listening. I was like, honestly, fuck that. Like, it's called what it is because it's important to talk about what we are talking about. And the reality is, first of all, y'all listened to it. But I share this because I know some of you guys have this or struggle with the same kind of stuff and the same kind of experiences like I do. And I was so caught up in you guys liking the episode, I got away from the point of it. The point was to offer hope and help to those who needed it and need it in that space. And I don't need it to be 1 million people. It can be one person. And calling the episode what it is, maybe what that one person needs to see in order to click and play it so then they can hear it. So this month, and really all the time, but especially this month, let's just call it what it is. Let's call suicide what it is. Let's talk about that. Let's bring it up and let's not water it down, but let's just call all of the things what they are. And let's not water down things so they appeal to more people. I want to encourage all of us to show up more authentically so we appeal to the people who need us. And that speaks to like so much of our lives. And I live by the quote, you probably have heard me say it before, but I live by the quote, if everyone likes you, you're not being authentic. And this is not an opinion, this is a fact. In my head, it's fact. Because when everyone likes us, we are watering down who we are in order to appeal to as many people as possible. Now, when we show up authentically, sure, less people may like that or like you, but what they are liking is you. When they do like you, they are liking you. And a couple people liking you is much, much, much more satisfying long-term than a million people liking a fake version of you. So I just wanted to talk about that and bring that up because that was an experience I was just having the other night where I was like, ugh, I don't like this. I'm getting away from the point of this. This is not about getting as many people to like this episode and think it's entertaining. Like some of our podcast episodes are more entertaining than others, but the point really is to get information out. That's why I started the podcast, to start conversations about things that people are afraid to start conversations about out in the wild. So I'm just giving you a human moment of me and a human experience of me where I too get caught up in wanting to be liked and wanting to be, I guess that's a version of like success and wanting the podcast to be successful, where I have to check myself as well. So it's a check-in for me and it's also a check-in for y'all of notice where you might be doing that in your life as well. And let's show up as ourselves, the real versions of us, because those are good. Those are good enough. Now, let's get into the first or the only question that I have from one of y'all, and here it is. Hi, Kat. I have been going through some major life changes recently. A divorce and moving from my home of 11 and a half years. I'm looking at this as an opportunity to do what I want with my life. That being said, I am considering a career change. Is this something a therapist can help me navigate? I am not sure I am in a place mentally to make a huge change right now. I would like to give myself a year to let things settle down before I actually commit. The change I am considering would involve moving to another state and working in a completely different field of work. Thanks in advance. Okay, so yes, this is something that a therapist can help with. And I'm also going to take this as a gateway opportunity to talk about misconceptions of therapists and speak to the traditional view of therapy and what we do and the reality. So in the past, and now too, but more in the past, we're making some moves. And even when I was a kid, I'm not talking about like 50 years ago, even although this was very different 50 years ago. Recently, this has been the conception. Therapy and therapists were kind of looked at as weird. Depending on where you lived, weird might be the wrong word, but there's a stigma depending on where you lived and your experience with them and all of that. And I've told the story before about my first experience of therapy and why I went and how I felt. And well, you know, I hated it. I called the therapist, the lady, and it very much felt like I was in trouble. And it was something I was embarrassed about doing. So that wasn't that long ago, 20 years ago. Yeah, I didn't tell people where I was going. I didn't want to go. I was embarrassed to talk about it even with the people that did know I was going. And I also, I was one of the kids that went to therapy and didn't speak. So God bless you, lady, wherever you are. I wish I knew your name. But here's the truth that I think gets lost and has been lost. Nothing needs to be wrong for someone to go to therapy. You may just want to get to know yourself better or have a safe place to process your life with someone who's not in your life. That's it. That's enough reason. Now, therapists generally have specialties, and so there are some therapists who primarily work with trauma or eating disorders or addiction or OCD, anxiety, depression, personality disorders, etc. Now, there's also some therapists that specialize in life transitions and adjustments, which we all go through and we all have those. And just because your life is in a transition doesn't mean there's something wrong. Just might mean you want to talk about it with somebody. I think we are seeing way more of the therapists that specialize in that now. And also some therapists do both. So like I specialize in eating disorders, but I do a lot of work with clients around life transitions and adjustments. And also I want to shift the way we're even talking about things being wrong. Having an eating disorder doesn't mean you're wrong. It just means that you need some help with the coping strategies you have developed to survive. So there's that. Because therapy has been for the people that have something wrong with them, I guess. I'm doing air quotes. You can't see that. People who have struggles or have developed unhealthy coping mechanisms or have had adverse reactions to trauma, they're looked at as almost like less than, like something's wrong with them. Like, no, they're just trying to survive. Now, just like there are different kinds of therapists that have different specialties, there's also different kinds of therapy as well. And there are therapists who have a very solution-focused approach, and you come in with an issue, you have a certain number of sessions, you focus on a certain thing each session, and you only talk about that issue. And then once you're done and the solution or the problem has been resolved, you're done with therapy and you move on. Therapy doesn't always have to be this long, drawn out. Not that I think of it as long and drawn out, but you don't have to see your therapist for years and years and years. You might see him for a couple months. You might see him for a couple sessions, and that's okay. And the best metaphor that I can come up with now is like looking at a therapist kind of like a doctor, which we're both in the health field. So you have doctors that you go into for specific things, and then you have like a general practitioner, like your family doctor. You don't just go to the doctor for things like cancer and broken bones. You also go to the doctor when you just need a checkup or a physical. And that doesn't mean you're sick, right? Nothing's wrong. You just want to make sure that something isn't going on that you might be missing, right? Just a checkup. Now, to get more specific on this actual question, yes, a therapist can help with this. This is such a cool opportunity to learn about yourself and have a sounding board that may ask questions that you would never ask yourself. You wouldn't have think to ask. Or maybe just like, maybe you would have asked that question yourself, but hearing yourself say it out loud to somebody else brings up other things. And it gives you a place to selfishly talk about what you want and why with someone who has no agenda other than to help you figure it out. And the bias is somewhat removed. We have a little bit of a bias because we're humans, but it's somewhat removed from that of like a friend. Because if you move, so you say you might move for this job, we don't really care. I mean, like, we care in the sense that we want you to be happy, but we don't have buy-in to your decision. Also, some therapists are trained in certain kinds of testing and stuff like that, where they can help you identify strengths and careers that best fit your personality and lifestyle. Side note that I'm excited about, I have a conversation coming out with someone that I am really excited to share with you. It's coming out in a couple weeks, and this human has recently come out with a book that is and will be so, so, so helpful when it comes to work-life flow and satisfaction. So stay tuned. That I think is coming out September 20th. So I'm just teasing that. And really, to wrap all of this up, obviously I am a therapist, so I'm 100% pro therapy all of the time. Well, 99% pro therapy all of the time. And I do want to say to anyone who has been skeptical of therapy, you don't have to go. But remember, going doesn't mean something is wrong with you. Also, if you're struggling with something, that's okay. That doesn't mean you're a bad or wrong person or less than. Now, because it doesn't mean something's wrong with you, it also might mean something is very, very right with you. That you know that there is more for you that you can see from your vantage point right now. You are recognizing that you are limited because you're one person that has essentially one point of view. To me, that means there's something right with you. There's nothing shameful about sharing your story with someone who is trained to honor it. And again, not everyone needs to go to therapy or has to go, but I do believe that we can all benefit from it when we find the right fit. So I just want to throw out some of that encouragement, because therapy is shifting and changing. How we're talking about therapy is shifting and changing. What we know about therapy is shifting and changing. And I am so grateful for that. And I want to continue to encourage people that it's okay to try it. It's also okay to try it and then not like it and then be like, okay, I did it. Now, to wrap all this up, I just want to continue, of course, as the human I am, to encourage anyone who is thinking about therapy that it's okay for you to try it out. It's okay for you to go. It doesn't mean anything is messed up about who you are. It really just means that you care about your life. Okay, guys. Thank you for listening today, or whatever day it is that you are listening. And I hope that you can use some of what I've said as encouragement to continue to strive to live the most authentic and real life that you can. And I hope you have the day you need to have and the week you need to have. And I will be back on Monday.